Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ever imagine kids, like way before they're even teenagers, running their own businesses?
That's wild, right?
We're diving into something super interesting today, all about how Qatar is making that happen. They're putting financial literacy front and center in their schools. It's ambitious.
Totally.
Basically, Qatar is taking a really proactive approach to building a strong financial future for their citizens.
Yeah, they're not just hoping for the best. They're actively making it happen.
Exactly. And the article we're looking at today really lays out their whole game plan.
It does, and it's a fascinating one. See, Qatar, they have this goal of becoming a real powerhouse in the global economy.
Right, they've made that pretty clear.
And they understand that to get there, they need a population that's really financially savvy.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're going way beyond, you know, the basics. They want to create what the article calls financial wizards, which honestly sounds kind of intimidating. What does that even mean in practice?
Well, they want these kids to have like a rock solid foundation in all things finance. I mean, from the simple things like budgeting and saving, all the way to understanding things like risk and investment diversification.
Like really advanced stuff.
Yeah. Think about it. Imagine kids learning about investing, not just reading it in a textbook, but actually like playing a simulated trading game where they get to experience the ups and downs firsthand.
Oh, wow. So it's like really hands-on actually applying these concepts.
Exactly. It's about giving them the ability to understand complex financial information and then use that to make smart choices.
It's kind of like arming them with a financial GPS for life, right? To navigate the complexities of the financial world.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, another thing they're focusing on is preparing these kids for the digital side of finance, which is only becoming more important.
Absolutely. But how do you even begin to teach a 7-year-old about things like cryptocurrency and blockchain?
Right. I mean, where do you even start? Well, that's where Qatar's really innovative approach to education comes in. Gamification.
Okay, gamification. That sounds a little like a buzzword, but I actually get it. It's like sneaking veggies into a smoothie. You get all the good stuff, but it's fun and engaging.
Exactly. You're learning without even realizing it. Think about it this way. What if, instead of just memorizing formulas, kids learned about compound interest by, I don't know, by running their own virtual bank in a game?
That's such a cool idea.
Right. Or, you know, to make it even more relevant to their lives, imagine them using a budgeting app to plan a class trip. So they have to, you know, figure out how to allocate funds and make choices within a budget.
So it's not just theoretical. They're actually applying what they're learning to real life scenarios.
Exactly. And they'll remember it better that way, too.
And I bet that makes it way more engaging for kids, too, right? Like, who wouldn't want to learn by playing a game?
For sure. It just makes sense. And remember how we were talking about Qatar wanting to cultivate this whole new generation of entrepreneurs?
Yeah, it's a big part of their vision.
Well, they're weaving that right into the curriculum, too.
Yeah.
Like, imagine elementary school kids not just, you know, learning about business in theory, but actually getting to simulate running their own companies.
So, like, move over lemonade stands? We're talking about mini CEOs in the making, huh?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Right. It's pretty amazing. And what I find so interesting is they're not just focused on, like, the nuts and bolts of business. They're also emphasizing things like, you know, ethical decision making and social responsibility.
Which is so important, right? Because being a successful entrepreneur, it's not just about the bottom line. It's about making a positive impact.
100%.
But, you know, we touched on something earlier I wanted to circle back to, this whole idea of cultural relevance.
Mm.
Because how does Qatar make sure these financial concepts they're teaching, how do they make sure they actually resonate with their own values and traditions?
It's a great question, and it's something the article actually addresses. They're taking kind of a two-pronged approach. So first of all, they're really focusing on incorporating local case studies and examples into the curriculum.
Oh, that makes sense.
So like, instead of kids just learning about generic businesses, they might study successful Qatari entrepreneurs or analyze the economic impact of their more traditional industries, you know, to make it relevant to their lives.
It's one thing to learn about concepts in theory, but it's another to actually see how those play out in your own backyard, right?
Absolutely. And then the second part of their approach is making sure that the values they're teaching, you know, around money management and all of that, that those values actually align with Qatari culture.
So could you give me an example of what that actually looks like?
Sure. So like, family and community are super important in Qatari culture. So instead of just emphasizing, you know, individual financial success, they're also teaching about financial responsibility within the family unit as a whole.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So that might involve, I don't know, like learning how to budget for family expenses or even understanding, you know, charitable giving, which is a big part of Islamic traditions.
So it's about taking that financial knowledge, but then really grounding it in their specific cultural values.
Right, exactly. And, you know, this actually gets to a bigger point about why financial literacy is so important, not just in Qatar, but everywhere.
Definitely.
Because it's not really about, you know, becoming a millionaire or, like, mastering the stock market. I mean, those things are great, but
there's more to it than that.
Yeah, it's really about giving people the tools and the knowledge that they need to navigate what's becoming an increasingly complex financial world, right?
It's almost like a life skill. It's like learning to cook or learning to drive, like managing your finances. It's just something that's going to impact pretty much every aspect of your adult life.
100%. Think about it. Like understanding how loans work, knowing how to budget effectively, being able to save for retirement. Like these aren't just financial skills. They're life skills that can empower people to make better choices, avoid a lot of stress, and, you know, actually achieve their goals.
And I imagine the earlier you learn those skills, the better prepared you'll be to handle whatever financial challenges, you know, inevitably come your way.
Exactly. Exactly. But, and it's not just about, you know, avoiding pitfalls either. It's also about opening up possibilities. And this goes back to, you know, what we were saying about entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah. About how Qatar is basically like fostering this whole generation of, yeah, you know, mini entrepreneurs.
Exactly. And that same kind of, I don't know, entrepreneurial spirit. It's about problem solving. It's about creativity. It's about seeing opportunities where other people maybe don't see them.
So it's about really fostering this mindset of like innovation and possibility.
Exactly. Exactly. By teaching kids about finance, you're not just giving them a set of tools, right? Like you're actually opening up their minds to new ways of thinking and approaching challenges. And that, to me, that's what's really exciting about what Qatar's doing. It's like they're not just trying to create, you know, a generation of financially literate citizens. They're trying to cultivate a generation of like innovators and problem solvers and change makers.
It's pretty inspiring when you think about it. It's like they're saying to the world, hey, look what happens if you empower a whole generation to think differently about money, about opportunities, about their future.
It really is. And it makes you think, what if this approach to education, you know, this focus on financial empowerment from a young age, what if it spread even further?
Beyond Qatar.
Yeah. Imagine a world where everyone, no matter where they come from, they have this solid foundation in financial concepts. They can navigate the digital economy without, you know, without feeling lost or intimidated, and they feel empowered to actually pursue their dreams.
It's a pretty big idea when you really think about it. I mean, how many of us growing up felt like finance was this big, scary thing that we just had to figure out, you know, as adults, and usually through trial and error, which, let's be honest, it's not a very fun way to learn.
Yeah, definitely not. And think about how different things could be if we could change that, you know? What if instead of avoiding conversations about money, families could actually talk openly and knowledgeably about it,
mm-hmm,
about their financial goals, about saving and investing, about, you know, making responsible choices?
It would totally shift the whole dynamic. It wouldn't be this taboo or intimidating topic. It would just be like a normal part of life, you know, just like talking about your day or what you're doing on the weekend.
Right. Exactly. And think about the bigger picture, too. What if everyone had a strong financial foundation? Could it lead to a more stable economy overall? Could it reduce financial stress? Could it even empower people to make more informed decisions about things like loans and mortgages and retirement planning, all those big life choices that can be so overwhelming?
It would be like giving everyone a financial safety net, you know, like empowering them to build a more secure future for themselves and their families.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why what Qatar is doing is so fascinating. It's like this bold experiment, like a glimpse into what the future could be, a future where financial literacy isn't just, you know, an optional thing that only some people learn about, but a fundamental building block for everyone.
And who knows, maybe it'll start a global movement, you know. People will start to realize that, hey, financial empowerment, this is actually essential for us to thrive, both individually and as a society.
I hope so.
Well, that is definitely a lot to think about. So to everyone listening, we'll leave you with this. What if you could go back and give your younger self just one piece of financial advice? What would it be? And how do you think that advice might have changed your path? That's all the time we have for this deep dive. But until next time, keep exploring. Keep learning and keep asking those big questions.